Okay, we're on page Ayin Test 79. We're in the middle of Rav Pinkus' description of the form of tefillah called Kriya. As he's been developing until now, for Rav Pinkus, Kriya is the notion of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an absolute knowledge that He is opposite you. Unlike it being speculative or filled with doubt or hesitation, just as you sit opposite a friend or a family member, you have a conversation, Kriya is the type of tefillah where you're not screaming out, wondering if anyone's there on the other side, but you know that He's there. Then he developed the idea of the power of calling out to Hashem by name, that when you use someone's name, it's a very effective way of creating a connection which is deep, which is meaningful. And the difference between, if you're stranded on the side of the road in a bad neighborhood, it's the difference between you're yelling help to a random car passing by versus yelling police when the police drive by. When you yell police when the police drive by, they're designated to help you. You're calling them by name. You're invoking their mission. And therefore, they're more likely to respond versus the average person to whom you yell help. Similarly, said Rav Pinkus, when you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by name, not just generically, Hashem is not just another means towards your end, but you call out by His name because it's effective to invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unique dominion power, so then He's more likely to answer. So we're on the top of page Ayin Tes. Then Rav Pinkus developed, the beginning of last week we spoke about, that all of this is predicated on the notion of bitachon. When you use Hashem's name and you invoke His unique position to help you, it's only predicated on the fact that you believe that in fact He can help you. If we indeed employ bitachon, the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stand in to help us. And the more that you show bitachon in someone, the more likely they are to respond. Right? Rav Pinkus said, if you go to a stam doctor and you hope the doctor helps you, but if you go to an expert, if you go to a specialist and you say, I've been told that you're the only one who can help me. I've been told that you have an expertise, that you can heal me, you can solve my problems, that no one else can. So now that individual is more predisposed to want to help you, because you've invoked, you've acknowledged, you've affirmed that you understand their unique position to be able to help you. So the same is true with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. He quotes the Gra, HaBoteach Bashem Chesed Yisov Venu. If you're Boteach Bashem, once we say Hashem, whatever predicament I'm in, I know that you can help me. Close the business deal, have the child, find the shidduch, make shalom bayis. Chesed Yisov Venu. Through the exercise of Boteach Bashem, then one is surrounded with Chesed. Omnam. Mar Nagriz Omer B'zeh Yisod. We're on the first full paragraph, page Ayin Tes. The Brisker Rav said about this, Hu demida zu da'adam ha-boteach b'Hashem nitzal mitzarasa, that a person who espouses faith in Hashem, trust, boteach is really trust, not faith. If you espouse trust in Hashem, you're saved from your challenge. Nucha lomar zos ra'ak asher makaru begodel ha-tzara, v'yodeh ad kama gedula sakanaso. This is true if you acknowledge just how challenging the problem, the danger is. And nevertheless, despite understanding the magnitude of the danger, nevertheless one trusts that Hashem will save him. Only then can you be called one who trusts in Hashem. Only then is your trust considered complete and will in fact you be saved. But the person who practices a certain sense of denial, a person who practices cognitive dissonance, they say, whatever I'm going through, I'll figure it out. It'll work out. It's not a big deal. Nothing's going to happen. If you're unaware of the severity, the magnitude of the challenge, then you can't call relying on Hashem bitachon, because you never really thought to begin with you were in a problem. So when you said, it'll work out, you meant Hashem will make it work out. So is that really bitachon? Is it trust in Hashem when you say, He'll make it work out? It's when you understand the severity, the magnitude, the consequences, and nevertheless you rely on, you trust in Hashem, that's when it works out. Why is it that we often say, it'll work out, the sickness isn't so terrible, the challenge isn't so bad, Iran's not really going to, even if they become nuclear, what are they going to do already? Everything's going to work out. Why is it? Because we don't understand, Godel Tzaraso, said the Brisker Rav. We don't understand the magnitude of the challenge we face. It's not because we rely on Hashem so much that we see it as not a big deal. So therefore, that's not trust. Kevin shekem emela ina mocher shinatza me'asakana, aval kasher yodeo makir godel atzara shenimtza bo, v'yodeo shakadosh baruch hu baracham av'yachol latzilu v'lishomro, u'boteach bo, az nikra boteach b'shko yisbaruch, v'az be'emes yishmarayim. So, I mean, Iran is a perfect example. The threat of Iran going nuclear, most people, yeah, it's bad, yeah, I want to stop it. Yeah, I'm even willing to pick up a phone and call and lobby my senator, my member of Congress. Do in our kishkas, do we really understand the severity of if Iran gets a nuclear weapon and they aim it at Israel and they can eliminate 6 million Jews in one shot? Do we understand what it means to create a nuclear suitcase and get it through the cargo of America and land it in a port in New York? If we begin to understand the severity of what that threat means and the consequences for the Jewish people in the world, and nevertheless we trust in Hashem, that's bitachon. But if we say, I'm sure Israel will take care of it, I'm sure America is going to take care of it, I'm sure they wouldn't do anything anyway, they're crazy. So that's not called bitachon, says the Brisker Rav. The Kenai Amar and Arav Noeg Halacha L'Maisa. The Brisker Rav put this into practice. Bekama Mikrim Shai B'Sakana Hayam Ma'orer Apachar Itzal Shomim Lo V'Lo Nasal Nan L'Shkoach Ad Kama Shem B'Sakana. There were circumstances where the Brisker Rav himself was with people who were in danger, who were in a very precarious situation, and he didn't minimize it, and he didn't say, it'll be fine. It was the opposite. He said, do you understand how dangerous this is? Do you understand how negative the consequences could be? Do you understand what this, the level of this sakana? Sha'adaraba, ha'pachad hu ha'yesod la'hatzala. Sha'kevin sha'adam makir atzara, u'mefached, va'af ha'pichein boteach, az nikra sh'boteach b'ashem. V'zu atzma, hi ha'tzala. Said the Brisker Rav, to be afraid and in that state of fear place trust in Hashem, that's the hatzala. That's what it means to be saved. To have no fear to begin with, that's not trust in Hashem. That's just cognitive dissonance. That's just denial. It's just a coping mechanism. But to understand, to have fear, to live with pachad, to live with pachad, to live with fear, and nevertheless be boteach, that's hatzala. Aval kosheinu nosein leiv legodel hasakana. Hooray, shalvas libo menuchas nafsho, eina mikoach bitachon. So this is the yisod of the Griz, of the Brisker Rav, is that we usually think the opposite. We usually think, never worry, never fear, that's bitachon. Walk around and always be confident. Always be confident everything's going to be worked out. Never have fear, never worry, and that's bitachon. Said the Brisker Rav, no, it's the opposite. Have fear. First be startled, be shocked. First tremble with fear, understand what this means. And then nevertheless say, despite how precarious, despite how compromised, despite how challenging the situation, nevertheless I trust in Hashem, that's real bitachon. And as he said in the beginning, that when you express bitachon, haboteach b'Hashem, chesed yisov avenu, when you display authentic bitachon, not a coping mechanism bitachon, not a denial bitachon, not a cognitive dissonance bitachon, but a real bitachon, understanding what may be, when we go through the exercise of trusting in Hashem nevertheless, then chesed yisov avenu, then Hashem envelops us with chesed, we've reached out. Like Lahavdil the doctor, we say, we understand you're the best. You're the only one who can help us. We turn to you. He's more predisposed to help. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aboteach B'Hashem. We turn to Hashem and we say, you are uniquely positioned to help us. You are the only one who can redeem us from this situation that we're in. Then Chesed Yisov Avenu, then Amir Tashem Chesed surrounds us.